Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
And today's program is a trip down memory lane with some great classics in gospel music. And Mark Fuller is joining me on the phone to talk about some of these. Mark, you were around when a lot of these were recorded, or at least when you grew up and you knew the history more than I do. And the first song that we've got on the list is the Spear Family and Mansion Over the Hilltop. Do you remember what time frame that would have come out?
Well, Daniel, I was born in 61, and I can remember this record. This is one of the last albums that Mom Spear was featured on. It's on an album called Rejoicing with Mom. Mom Spear is, of course, featured on the song, Mansion Over the Hilltop. So I think the time frame with this would be around 1967. I'm not sure what year Mom Spear passed away, but this album was made just before she did pass away, I believe.
Did you follow the Spear family much when Mom and Dad Spear were with them?
Yeah, again, I was born in 61, and Dad Spear, I think, died around 66, so that would make me 5 years old. And Mom Spear, I think, passed away about a year or so after that. So, to answer the question, yes, I did listen to a lot of the Spear records. My first favorite gospel song as a child, a song the Spear family did on an album called Family Favorites called Child of the King. I love that song.
How do you think the Spear family changed once Mom and Dad passed away and they started adding new singers like Ann Downing or Sue Dodge or Karen Apple?
Once Mom and Dad Spear passed away, of course, they'd already started adding new singers. They had Ann Downing, Ginger Smith, who is Ginger Laxton now. But they started adding more singers, Jeannie Johnson. And then in the 70s, they went through a period of almost going toward a contemporary sound. And of course, back then, it was really considered like a contemporary sound.
Yeah.
In the 70s, on each album, they would always put on a real Southern gospel song, or, you know, your traditional Southern gospel song on an album. But, of course, Harold Lane came along at that period of time as well, after Mom and Dad Spear. Harold Lane was on this cut, on this album, Rejoicing with Mom. Harold Lane is already with the Spears before she passed away.
And again, this is from the recording, Rejoicing with Mom, featuring Mom Spear of the Spear family.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one that
never more wonder, but more.
It's the Kingsmen, Beyond the Cloud song recorded in the 90s. And today we're talking to Mark Fuller, who's on the phone with me. Mark's got a wealth of knowledge in this industry, and so he's helping us as we relive some classic moments in gospel music. Since that song from the Kingsmen is from the 90s, when we say classic, a lot of times we think of songs in the 50s and 60s, even 70s. But just because a song has been recorded more recently doesn't mean that it can't be a classic. What do you think defines a classic sound in Southern gospel? Do you have a way of putting a definition on what makes a song classic?
Well, I don't know what you consider classic. I think you had a different sound back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And then I think the sound started changing in each decade, of course. It's like everything changes.
Yeah, and so I think there are really probably two definitions of classic. One is an old nostalgic sound, like you mentioned, maybe from the 40s or 50s or 60s, of days gone by and even sounds gone by, that you don't hear that often anymore. And so that, in one sense, might define classic. On the other hand, I think another definition of classic might be synonymous with timeless. Doesn't matter so much as the date of the recording as it does the sound. And that's evident by that song from the Kingsmen from the 90s. It's just a classic sound by a classic group. And that word's going to get so overused this hour, it's not even funny. Well, up next on the Classics edition of Daniel Britt and Friends, we're going to highlight a song from the Lefevers. Mark, tell me what year I'm Longing for Home was recorded.
Lefevers recorded I'm Longing for Home around 1969, and that was the last album that Jimmy Jones was featured on, and he's singing the verses on this song, and even they take the lead of the chorus, and they had a lot of songs with that type of arrangement where Jimmy would sing the lead and on the verse, and then Eva Mae would come in and take the lead in the chorus. That would be like an octave higher in sound, and those were some of their best arrangements, and this proves to be no different. It's a great song, I'm Longing for Home.
I'm only a pilgrim and a stranger in the sun-friendly world I roam, serving Him who has called me from darkness and promised a heavenly home. Of His wonderful love I am telling, wherever on earth I may be. I'm striving each day to be faithful to the Savior who suffered for me. Someday this old tent will be folded and the beautiful scenes will unfold.
I'm longing for home, for the sun's going down, sun's going down. I want to go where sweet rest can be found, rest can be found.
I'm just about through
where this old house of clay.
mansion rich and pretty.
Talking about a mansion rich and pretty.
Why, you can't afford no mansion so fine.
You're as poor as a squirrel in the wintertime.
But I'm as rich as mud.
You ain't gotta die.
But I'm an heir to love divine. Now let me tell you about my home.
Is your home sure enough pretty?
Sure.
Right
from my front porch, I'll have a heavenly view of Rainbow Avenue.
I said Rainbow Avenue.
Well, there'll be a red, white, and yellow, brown and black folks, but nobody will be blue. In that a heavenly mixed up neighborhood on Rainbow Avenue.
Well, tell us more about Rainbow Avenue.
Saints in glory all go moving in.
Talking about when the saints move in.
Why, you ain't no saint, no saint you ain't. You're a mean old sinner man.
Well, a sinner I was, but a saint I am. I was lost, but now I'm found.
Well, are you one?
Oh, yes, I am.
In the blood.
Oh, yes, I am.
Of the Lamb.
Indeed, I am. Well, let me tell you about my home. Neighborhood on Rainbow Avenue.
I said Rainbow Avenue.
Where there'll be red, white, and yellow, brown and black folks, but nobody will be blue. And that a heavenly mixed up neighborhood on Rainbow Avenue. When you get to the Four Square City, come on over to my mansion pretty. I'll greet you with a how do you do on
Rainbow,
on Rainbow,
Rainbow,
on Rainbow Avenue, on a Rainbow Avenue.
This is Daniel Britton, friends.
With Mark Fuller on the phone, and that, when you think about classic music and a classic quartet sound and a classic quartet song, that's it for me. I love that. Rainbow Avenue, it's Palmetto State Quartet.
One thing I remember about Rainbow Avenue, Daniel, is the bass singer.
Yeah.
And his name, Harold Gilley.
Yeah.
I can remember when he was with Palmetto State, they first played him on the radio. He sounds a lot like George Johns. Harold Gilley does a great job, and that's a great song too, Rainbow Avenue. I think it's great.
And speaking of George Yuntz, here now are the Cathedrals. Danny Funderburk on tenor, Mark Trammell baritone, and then Glenn and George making up the rest of the quartet. This is a great old number, After the Sunrise.
Sorrows surround us while treading life's road. Troubles confound us, make heavy our own. Failures that bind us no longer will go. After the sunrise, how happy we'll be.
After the sunrise,
happy we'll be.
We know after the sunrise, Jesus will see in heaven. All will be glory,
singing the story. After the sunrise, how happy.
Are waiting to carry the news. Why stand debating? Why longer refuse? Cease all your hating, be changing your views.
After the sunrise, how happy we'll be.
After the sunrise,
happy we'll be.
We know after the sunrise,
Jesus will see in heaven. All will be glory, singing the story. Sunrise, how happy we'll be.
After the sunrise,
happy we'll be.
We know after the sunrise,
Jesus will see in heaven. All will be glory, singing the story. After the sunrise, how happy we'll be.
Listening to Daniel Britton Friends. I'm Daniel. Mark Fuller's on the phone with me, and that's classic music from the Hoppers. I Go to the Rock. Mark, who wrote that song?
That is written by Squire Parsons. I can remember the Hoppers recorded that on their CD at the same time that Kingdom Ayers recorded I Go to the Rock. But Kingdom Ayers released it as a single. Mm. And so therefore, the Hoppers never released this song as a single. But the Hoppers did such a great job on this I Go to the Rock, and I just loved it.
Well, it certainly fits the criteria of a classic Southern gospel song. Speaking of a classic, here are the Downings, and they're singing a Bill Gaither song. Now, we know that the Spear family, for one, recorded a lot of Bill's music in those early days, but this is a song Bill wrote, and the Downings picked it up. And who all was in the Downings beside Ann and her husband Paul?
Ann and Paul at first, and Sue Chenault, which is Sue Dodge now.
Did the Downings come after Ann sang with the Spears?
Yes, because Ann sang with Spears in the middle of the 60s, and she was known as Ann Sanders back then. And then when she married Paul, I think they formed the Downings. And I think Sue Chenault was with the Downings before she went with the Spear family. The Downings also consisted of Joy Gardner. Whenever Sue Dodge left, Joy Gardner was with the Downings.
Well, let's take a listen at this classic sound of the Downings singing a Bill Gaither song, I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever, and when time
the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today.
What a sound. The Statesmen, the sensational Statesmen Quartet from Atlanta, Georgia, and Up Above My Head. We're featuring, by the way, an hour of classic music today on the program. Mark Fuller joins me on the phone. Mark, you think that probably was the original version of that particular song?
I'm not sure if that's the original cut or not, but I do know it's one of the cuts the Statesman recorded. It's a great little catchy number.
Speaking of catchy numbers, we're going to fast forward. We're going to fast forward to today and listen to Signature Sound Quartet. Now, they do have a signature sound. They have a classic sound. This is a new remake of an old classic song, Shout, Brother, Shout. Ernie Haas and Signature Sound right now.
Shout, brother, shout. Shout, brother, shout. Shout, brother, shout. When you get that feeling, shout, brother, shout. Look the world right in the eye. Tell them about that home on high. When you get that feeling, shout, brother, shout. When you feel the spirit moving in your soul, then you know the Lord wants full control. Then you can shout, brother, shout. Shout, brother, shout. When you get that feeling, shout, brother, shout. Look the world right in the eye. Tell them about that home on high. When you get that feeling, shout, brother, shout. Shout. When you get that feeling, shout, brother, shout. Look the world right in the eye. Tell about that home on high. When you get that feeling, shout, brother, shout. When you feel the spirit moving in your soul, then you know the Lord wants full control, full control. Shout, brother, shout. When you get that feeling, shout, brother, shout. Look the world right in the eye. Tell them about that home on high. When you get that feeling, shout, brother, shout.
Like the Daniel Britt and Friends page on Facebook, tweet at Britt and Friends on Twitter, or simply visit the full site at danielbritt.com.
Well, back to our classic focus for today's program. And again, on the phone with me, Mark Fuller. This is Gold City, and the cut is Moving Up. Mark, tell me about this song.
Gold City cut Moving Up on the same album that Midnight Cry was recorded on. And so we all know how long Midnight Cry has been out.
Yeah.
That's been out quite a while.
So even if that song, if the song itself wasn't considered classic, or if the song itself wasn't even any good, just because that rendition of Gold City, I think a lot of people keep that with Ivan Parker and Mike Lefevre and Gary Jones on piano, and who would have... Brian Free and of course Tim Riley. That makeup of the group, I think a lot of people hold that as being a very special mixture of Gold City.
Right. Whenever Brian Free and Mike Lefevre, Ivan Parker and Tim Riley, when that was Gold City, they really hit the map. And they stayed there for quite some time as that group. And a lot of people really treasure that. Four members of Gold City, the classic Gold City, even though after Ivan and Brian left and Mike Lefevre left, they had a lot of great members, Mark Trammell and Jay Perry and Wilburn.
Yeah, Jonathan Wilburn. And do you remember when Gary Jones was their pianist? Do you remember his nickname being Taco?
I do remember that.
Taco! This has the vocals of Brian Free, Ivan Parker, Mike Lefevre, and Tim Riley. It's the Gold City Quartet on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Getting up the road that leads to glory as I sing about the gospel story. Moving on up the mountain to that land of endless day. All the saints and angels there will meet me, and my Father will be there to greet me. Moving up for air in heaven to stay. Thank you.
and angels there will meet me,
and the Father will be there to greet me.
Room enough for air in heaven to stay. All the saints of God will be rejoicing,
and the heaven man will.
I've been redeemed by love and grace divine, by love and grace divine, dwelling in that wondrous land supernal,
praising Christ the blessed King eternal.
I'll be glad I finally made the climb.
I'm
headed up the road that leads to glory, as I sing about the gospel story.
In the middle of Daniel Britt and Friends, and find out what's ahead at danielbritt.com.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the blessings I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown?
Voice of the late Bob Kane with the Homecoming Friends here on Daniel Britt and Friends. This week, We're featuring classic music on today's program in particular, and we've got Mark Fuller on the phone, and that song, Why Me, Lord, was a big hit, not only in Christian music or in gospel music, but across the board, and written by a very well-known individual.
Chris Thompson wrote that song, and that came out in the 70s, I believe. And boy, everybody in the world did Why Me, Lord. I think it came out originally as a country song. Even the Lefevers did a cut of that. They recorded in 73.
I would imagine that this next song was one that plenty of groups wish they would have recorded, but the Neelands beat them to it.
The Gretsch Neeland Singers first recorded the song back in 1981, and Janet Paschal was a member of the group. And boy, that was their sure stick for I don't know how many years. Even still today, I know when I see the Neelands, Kelly, Amber, and Jason, they still sing We Shall Wear a Robe and Crown, and it's still a crowd pleaser. And I'm not sure how they came about to get that song.
I don't think that song has a known author or writer, but I think it is, a lot of times it shows up as being arranged by Rex. Is that right?
Right. That's certainly correct. And then, of course, it was released on the album Expressions of Love, and that was Rodney Swain, Jerry Thompson, Kelly, Rex, and, of course, Janet Paschal.
Here are the Rex Neeland Singers' We Shall Wear a Robe and Crown from the early 80s. You're listening to a classics edition of Daniel Britton Friends. Neelands. Now a classic sound from the Stamps Quartet. This is The Night Before Easter on Daniel Britt and Friends.
The night was so different from all the rest. A silence covers the earth. The stars have no glimmer, the moon. hide. For in death lies the man of their birth. In a room filled with sorrow,
featuring Donnie Sumner, nephew of J.D. Sumner, and that's the Stamps Quartet with The Night Before Easter.
Thoughtful dialogue, engaging music, and the laughter of the redeemed. This is Daniel Britton, friends.
Some folks are building hopes down here and planning ahead. So busy with their fortunes, they forgot what Jesus said. About the wars and earthquakes and the victories budding leaves. But there's a group of people getting ready to leave. Ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye. Making investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations are the reason to grieve. Are you in that number getting ready?
Sinner, what's the reason for your needless delay? While you're hesitating, Christ could come just any day. Heed the Spirit's calling, make your way to Calvary, and get in that number
This next song has two classic artists that come together, the Jordanaires, backing up the legendary voice of Jake Hess. As a matter of fact, the record title is The Great Voice of Jake Hess with the Jordanaires. It's Way Up Yonder, Daniel Britton Friend. The classics continue.
Way up yonder, way up yonder.
Way up in glory, we'll join our loved ones up in the sky. We'll join the chorus, the hallelujah chorus, and sing forever way up in the sky.
Way up yonder, way up yonder, way up yonder.
Jake Hess. By the way, the background music, the piano that you've heard throughout today's program is from Stan Whitmire and his old-time gospel piano CD. As a matter of fact, the theme music that we use each week here for Daniel Britton Friends comes from that same project. My friend Mark Fuller is on the phone with me one last time before we wrap up today's program. Mark, you and I used to do a show in Atlanta, and we would always close out the show with the Lefevre's instrumental version of Goodbye World Goodbye. And it's unique because nowadays a lot of groups don't have quite as many instruments as the Lefevre's had on stage. Tell me about the instrumentation makeup of who was playing what and what instruments were involved.
Well, the song Goodbye World Goodbye, Lefevre's played that song a lot in concert. But this cut that you play is actually featuring Pierce Lefevre on the trumpet. Eva May takes the lead on the chorus on the piano. And then come back, and Uncle Al will take the lead on lead guitar.
Did the Lefevres ever record a vocal version of that?
They didn't record a vocal version of Goodbye World Goodbye, as far as I know of. Now, another thing that's interesting about Goodbye World Goodbye, I could see Mosey Lister every now and then. So one night I asked him, I said, how many piano players ever recorded Goodbye World Goodbye? I think every piano player, and probably every musician, be it piano or not, played Goodbye World Goodbye. It's really a great instrumental song as much as it is vocally.
Without a doubt. We're gonna play it here in just a second. Mark, thanks for coming along. Thanks for providing your insight and your personal knowledge of Southern Gospel and the classics that we featured on today's program.
Thank you.
been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.